Hello.
Would you like to introduce yourself and perhaps most importantly, how to pronounce your name?
I actually don't know how it's pronounced. It's whatever you want to pronounce it in your head as. If in case people are interested, I just randomly generated usernames until I got one that was pretty unpronounceable. So it's like intended to be that
I
way.
think, yeah, it works
Anyways,
out.
yeah. a bit about myself, I guess. I'm a grad student right now, on the East Coast. So I don't have a job. Any other hobbies? I used to play a lot of Ultimate Frisbee actually, before the pandemic, but that kind of shut her down. I've been trying to, find some pickup games recently, but I haven't gotten back into it. Yeah, that would be my main other hobby, I'd say.
Yeah, I feel like pickup frisbee or ultimate is like big in like grad students. Like my brother's like in a group with people also doing that. So it's like a nice fun activity for like people who mostly
It's
sit
a
in
good way to
indoors
get
all
some
day.
exercise. Yeah, and you don't have like the super athletic freaks playing. They're all playing like actual sports. All right, no, don't. Ultimate Frisbee is a real sport.
So, what is your favorite and least favorite card in Dominion?
All right, let's start with my least favorite. So I was let me see my ban list. Yeah, so my least favorite card to play with is probably Catapult. It's just these games like where you both you and your opponent you have to play open catapult a lot of times and you just have a bunch of $2 hands that you can't do anything with. I just really don't enjoy that. As for like favorite card, I think I enjoy like alternative sources of draw, like cards like Shepherd and Storyteller. I think yeah, there's a lot of like little tweaks you can do to play them right. And I really enjoy that part of it.
So I'm familiar with some of the tweaks you do for like Shepherd, right? Like top decking and stuff. But what are you thinking of for like Storyteller?
Oh, for like Storyteller, it's a lot of the same ideas. Like, for example, if you like Gear and Storyteller work together pretty well because you can stash aside a Storyteller. Because one of the main problems with Storyteller decks, is like you need a lot of treasure for these Storyteller decks, or a lot of the Storyteller decks are decks with a lot of treasure. And so if you don't draw a Storyteller in your starting hand, then you done. So it's just, stuff to guarantee you have a Storyteller in your starting hand. It's a lot of the same things that help Shepherd.
Okay. Yeah, that's a interesting take. I haven't heard the two compared to each other, so. Would you say that that makes them interesting just because they're different, or that you like the challenge of it, or that you feel they outplay people on boards with those cards, or?
If I'm just on ladder, I think I generally outplay people with those cards. But like, if I'm playing a tournament where like everyone knows what they're doing, I can't say that. I definitely can't say the same thing. But I just enjoy playing with them.
And then what would you say you find to be the most challenging card or card-shaped
Ooh.
object in Dominion?
Right. Most challenging. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is donate.
Yes.
But yeah, donate is actually, I think it gets a bad rap, I think. A lot of playing with donate in my mind is just, donating down to getting the best five card deck as you can as quickly as possible a lot of times. So it's actually not that bad. Another one I find challenging is actually Governor. I still don't think I play Governor properly, but I think I was playing a lot worse before.
Before what? Did something happen?
And like I think I've slowly gotten better at playing with Governor, for example. Governor's been out for a long time.
Like, do you think that the trade-offs between giving your opponent a benefit is the difficult part, or picking between the three options, or?
I think one big thing that helped a lot was I think Akuchi said a lot of Governor games are like a race to five provinces. And I hadn't really thought about that before. It makes sense because, your alt VP gains are pretty limited with Governor. Obviously, there are exceptions. But before that, I was just like randomly flailing around and like I had no idea how many provinces I should take in certain positions. And so, yeah, that kind of helps simplifies the end game calculations a bit, I think. But yeah, just I think in general, I've gotten better at like end game positions since when I started playing, which was a long time ago.
Like in not general non-governor games.
Yeah, just in general, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's a nice transition to our next question, which is, can you talk about your career at Dominion or like how you think you've developed as a player? Like, are there any memorable tournaments or like highlights you would like to share? Like, oh, this is one time I did really well in last year's Dominion online tournament or something.
Oh, okay. Actually, I don't think I've actually had much success in tournaments before this year. I actually hadn't entered that many tournaments before this year. I would always just play ladder and not enter any tournaments. I've actually been playing for a long, long time, since 2011. Maybe not as long as some of the other like quarterfinalists, but I think longer than most of the others.
I mean, game's been around since late aughts, right? So that's the majority of the game's lifespan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've been playing since 2011. So I played on Isotropic. To indicate like how like where I was. Even like I looked recently at my most recent like Isotropic games, and there's one where I'm playing Wandering Winder, my first five was Merchant Ship, and this was like a kingdom with like minion and border village and stuff. Wandering Winder did not get any Merchant Ships that game.
Perhaps an indicator of how good that card is.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. In terms of like. Most memorable games, though, like... Oh, I remember maybe the most exciting game of Dominion I've ever played was the one game where I rolled King's Court, Goons, and Masquerade in the wild. This was before Masquerade got changed. Mm-hmm. So I was so excited. I played this game out. My opponent just wouldn't resign until like they literally had zero decks cards in their deck. And I was actually supposed to meet someone for dinner. And since this game took so long, I was I kind of was late to meet them. I didn't tell them why I was late.
Playing games on the internet, bullying strangers.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was bullying this poor opponent who wouldn't resign. I mean, they could have resigned. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's interesting. I've never heard anyone talk about actually pulling that off.
Yeah. But it was killed. My understanding was it was killed after Royal Carriage came out because like Royal Carriage Masquerade was a lot easier to pull off. I've been on and off since 2011, so I actually wasn't playing around the time that Adventures and Empires came out.
So you took like a break for school or something, and then you came back?
Yeah, I've taken a lot of breaks throughout the years, like, play for a few months at a time, and then not play for a few months at a time, or years, in the case of Adventures and Empires.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Sorry. No, it's really dry because the last expansion I played with was Guilds, and then I came back after like 2 years, and there were these sideways objects, and they were really cool to play with, you know, like they did really neat stuff.
Very different, though.
yeah, for sure.
You know, the first time I opened Empires, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
But I was just going to ask, like, do you think that this current stretch that you're on is, like, your peak, or do you think that you played better in the past, or, like, how do you think this matches up to your past?
Well, yeah, if you look in terms of like rating, I'm playing at a higher level than I was before in terms of rating, but, I'd say this might be my current peak. Yeah. I'll try to, get some more peaks, but
for now,
I don't really see how that would happen, to be honest.
Uh huh. Yeah. Well, this is a good spot to be in, top 8 at, the world.
Yeah.
<right now.
laughs> Well, yeah. I mean, with a fair bit of luck along the way, though. I don't know if you saw any of my matches.
I might have seen one. I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, there was one match against, I don't know how you pronounce his name, Jackdiel or something?
Jackdiel.
Jackdiel, okay, yeah. Where it came down to game 7, and I basically had to have a miracle draw on the last turn to win, and I got it. And otherwise, I would have been out of the tournament.
That's the way the game works.
Yep.
What cards were involved?
Basically, my patrician had to find my market at the bottom of the deck, and then my market had to draw several other markets for me to afford the stuff that I needed to afford, and then that's exactly how it played out.
So everything just lined up perfectly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, those hot stretches of luck are sometimes all you need.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I hope it continues.
Yeah, I mean, only, what, three more games? Or three more matches to win?
Yeah, theoretically. It could just be one. It's probably likely one.
Well, who's your next opponent?
Silly Potter, who is probably like the top Japanese player, I would say.
Which I don't believe is scheduled, but hopefully by the time we finish the transcription, we will have something on the calendar to point to.
Right. Apologies there.
Yeah, no problem. I know we kind of threw these together last minute. And then I guess this question wasn't on the list, but nice thing to close out with that Truffles did a few years ago was she let people, you know, have a catchphrase. And I think we're going to try and expand that and say, is there any, like, statistical project or, like, card that you would want to shill for? Anything you want to say while you have your, you know, 30-second soapbox?
Let me see. So this is very open-ended, huh?
Yeah, it's just a chance for you to, like, say, oh, gold is a good card, actually, or something, you know? Whatever your crazy take is.
All right. My take, then, is...
I was going to say, or if you just want to use this time, you're a mod of this tournament, you could comment on how it's been, like, running the tournament experience.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably an easier question for me to answer. It's hard to come up with a good catchphrase on the fly. I don't want to let people down there. So.
Yeah, sorry. That's probably on you.
it's been a lot of fun to mod this tournament. There haven't been too many hiccups. There's been a lot fewer hiccups than I anticipated. A lot of it is due to, you know, the prior work that Truffles has done. So I got to give a lot of credit to her and also to all the other mods who have helped out along the way. I'd like to just thank everyone for playing in the tournament.
That's a good thing to close on. You guys have, what, a team of 10 people managing, you know, 500 or something?
This year it was only like 300. So technically there's there's 8 mods, one per region or castle. That's the idea we came up with this year. So it's basically the team of 8 mods, and Truffle still helped out a little bit.
Still impressive.
Yeah. As I said, it's standing on the shoulders of giants.
Yes. Every year we get better.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for taking your time to interview.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for, thananks for conducting these interviews.
Yeah. Thanks.